Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is The Cabin in the Woods. Chris Hemsworth and some friends, they decide they need a break and head to a cabin in the woods. They don't have any idea what they're walking into and that someone is watching. But to stay alive, they have to figure it all out before it's all too late.
It doesn't even show up on the GPS.
That's the whole point. Get off the grid, right?
The lambs have passed through the gate. They are come to the killing floor.
I seriously believe something weird is going on. Somebody sent those things here to get us.
Now, every once in a while, a very strange phenomenon happens out here in Movie Critic Land for some unknown reason. We create an unspoken blood brother kind of pact not to let the cat out of the bag, and that is happening with this movie. So this is really all I can tell you. Now, rumor has it, you would think this is just a run-of-the-mill horror movie which follows the same old formula and gives you the same old experience, but you might be wrong. Rumor also has it that this just might be so clever and cunning and well-written that along with being horrified, you're going to be entertained and maybe even laugh along the way too. Then there's the rumor that if you're a horror movie nut, that this is a must-see, and if you're not, well, you might want to see it anyway. Don't you just love a good rumor? So if you're up for finding out if they're true, you might want to go see Cabin in the Woods. But if you're not a big fan of rumors, or you just want something a whole lot tamer, the next movie is Touchback. Starring Brian Presley, it should have been his biggest day of his football career, you know, that critical high school game that would launch his future, but he gets hurt and it's all over until 20 years later when he gets a chance to do it all again.
Murphy got absolutely rocked on that play. Murphy got absolutely rocked on that play.
You have a chance to do it all over again. What would you do?
If you can't be satisfied with what you got, then you're never going to be happy.
Ready to make history?
Scott, whatever happens, it's your choice!
The good news, Brian Presley has totally beautiful eyes, and then there's Kurt Russell, who does the whole righteous coach thing really well, and they do a really good job of making the old and young versions of everybody look really believable. The not so good news, it's a story, it's kind of cute, kind of ordinary, kind of so-so, but also kind of long. It's 2 hours. There just wasn't anything all that interesting in this, so on the surface, with the gorgeous eyes and the star power of Kurt Russell and the cool concept of going back in time and setting everything straight should have been jam-packed with anticipation and excitement, but it wasn't. It's kind of like when you order one of those giant fluffy pancakes for breakfast. It looks so amazing on the outside, but as soon as you touch it with your fork and dig into its deliciousness, it just collapses because it's full of nothing but air, and now I'm just making myself hungry. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Touchback is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.